Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool have just been beaten 7-2 by Aston Villa. What can only be described as an absolute shit show.
I'm joined fucking dreadful.
By Paul Machen, as always. That was, as you say, that was dreadful, wasn't it? Apologies for the swear words. I can't help it when I'm angry. I'm fuming, to be honest with you, Paul. And
can we just give a big shout out to the YouTube suitability monitors here? We'll be checking this and going. No way.
No chance. I wrote a few words on a piece of paper and they started with, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What happened?
We just got our pants pulled down by Aston Villa and I don't even know what followed, really. I was going to say like a spanking, but it was more than that. It was Aston Villa just had their wicked way with us. It was insane. It was genuinely insane. Like, that was... tonight's not the night for positives, I don't think. Like, you know, and we'll do that. We'll come to that. And we've reached gallows humour point on this because I think I've seen, it's mad to say, this sounds insane because it was worst defeat in 50, 60 years or whatever. And I've seen worst performances over 90 minutes, but like, who's asked? That I've seen whatever, whatever. Liverpool conceded 7 goals to a team that scraped survival in the Premier League last season with the Premier League champions. It was dog shit. And so all the high bits, and there were a couple of good performances in there from certain players, but like, how are you meant to talk about them? How are you meant to live in this world and talk and do anything other than be like fucking abysmal? Because it doesn't matter that lads had good games because the other lads who were so bad that we conceded 7 goals.
Who were the lads that you thought had good games?
Mo Salah had a good game. Jota had a good first half. And I thought Andy Robertson had a good game.
Yeah,
and that was it. Yeah. I don't think anyone else played particularly well. Virgil van Dijk was shocking. Like, that's the worst performance he's ever had, probably in his whole career. He was terrible today. I mean, look, Adrian's crap. We know Adrian's crap. He's a second-choice goalkeeper. I don't kind of know what to do with that at this point. We're clearly not going to sign someone else. I mean, our choices were him, Karius, or Kelleher. Maybe we give Kelleher a go in the future. I don't know, because I don't see
There was a comment that came in during, I don't know whether it was Red Mentions or just before the end, and it was about, you know, is Adrian the right fit for Liverpool right now? You know, and I don't know that he is, to be honest with you. And, you know, you were doing the Red Mentions show, I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, if something at the back there like that, a poor goalkeeper, and we've seen this for years, by the way, you know, not just most recently with Mignolet, but goalkeepers before Mignolet and stuff, is that if there is someone that you do not trust behind you, it puts the shits up the defenders. And when you're playing such a high line, I'm sure Carragher and everyone on Monday night or Sunday night football, whatever it's fucking this time of footy's called, right, will be delving into the high line. But you've got to remember that the high line is one of the reasons that Liverpool played it the way they did last season. Mm-hmm. Now, the defenders haven't changed. So the goalkeeper's the one thing that's changed there to what we saw last season when we were playing a high line, but we had Alisson behind him. So it does make me question whether Adrian is the right goalkeeper for that. But then you look around the squad, I don't know whether Kelleher is the right goalkeeper for that. I know that Karius isn't the right goalkeeper for that. So where are you going to go there?
No, it's right. And look, again, this is the problem with this, is I'm not sure. There's plenty to pick apart and there's plenty of negatives in the performance, but I don't think this is a game where you start pulling apart everything that Liverpool do. That seems a bit senseless to me. Again, we know Adrian's not good enough. I can't sit here and defend him. He's not good enough. But also, Liverpool started playing like this at the start of last season, and he played a fair old chunk of games with us playing a high line last season, and everyone was critical of it at the time. But you're right. I mean, we never conceded seven.
The difference is those players didn't know Adrian. So if you take my sort of pondering, I suppose, for what, because I can't think of a better word, or the real word.
Pontification
I was going to go with, but I'm always a little bit unsure of whether I'm going to say those types of words right. So I tend to just get out of it. Now, they didn't know Adrian before he went in, and he didn't fuck up, and he hadn't made any mistakes in those first 10 games. So there's a trust element there. Now they've seen him make mistakes as a Liverpool goalkeeper, so maybe the trust is eroded slightly. Yeah. So I get your point.
It's both that, I think, and also teams. And Pep Linders was talking about the other week. Teams have had a season to look at what Liverpool are doing, and I just look. Aston Villa played really well. You know what I mean? They played really, and it's hard to judge. And this is always going to be a combination factor: Villa being really good and Liverpool being really shit, because you don't have results that big unless you've
got
a perfect
storm. That's what I was going to say. Aston Villa playing well shouldn't mean we get beat 7-2. No. Both things have to happen there. And, you know, for me, Virgil van Dijk's not good enough. Joe Gomez isn't good enough. Trent Alexander-Arnold's not good enough, both in an attacking and defensive sense, to be honest with you. Robertson was sound. He was absolutely fine. You know, not a lot of question marks to be asked of him. The midfield was overrun. I don't know whether we didn't expect them to go 4-2-3-1, but Barkley and Grealish were pulling the strings and we couldn't get near them. And every time we did get near them, ball went off one of our players into the top of the net, and there's nothing that Adrian could have done about any of them ones, really.
And that's my kind of thing, is Adrian makes one really good save, one-on-one with Watkins, is it, you know, in the second half, and it could be his fourth. I mean, I can't keep going on the Adrian stuff. He's crap. He's just a bit crap. He's all right. He's a decent shot stopper. He's got a good character. You know, you need to be a bit of a larger than life character to be a goalkeeper and to be a backup goalkeeper, moreover. I'm not sure what the options are around the world and the markets in terms of who you could go and get and what have you. He's contracted, you know, so that no one's going to come in and take him offers. Does he want to be? I can't delve into the nuts and bolts on this.
And you probably shouldn't either, because unless Alisson's injury is a bad one.
Yeah.
If Alisson's injury is a bad one and you've got, a day to decide, that's not a good situation to be in, is it, to be honest?
No. And, I can't spend the whole 15 minutes here talking about the goalkeeping situation, because, again, it's not Adrian's fault we've conceded seven. He can't. There's three deflected goals that he's got. Yes, he can't get a sniff of. And Alisson Becker's not getting a sniff of then. And then we're back to a world of we're trying to hypothesise, to ponder, to pontificate, if you will, that Adrian might be part of a deeper, you know, rooted psychological issue with the side, and he might well be, but it's an intangible. It's pure guesswork at this point. It was a perfect storm. It was a perfect shitstorm for Liverpool today. Everything that can go wrong did go wrong. That first half, they scored the first goal really early on, which we gave to them. Fine, fair play. Shit happens. You pick yourself up, and we did, and we were the better side for 15 minutes. And then they scored the second. If at any point, it's if buts and maybes, we didn't look like a team that was going to concede the second goal after we conceded the first. We've got a grip on the game. We were the more dangerous. We were ramping things up. But it was just like, it worked. Aston Villa's game plan worked perfectly today. Beyond perfectly. And a combination of them being smart, making the right decisions and things going for them. And then on top of that, as you say, just having random pot shots to fucking end up in the bottom, in the end up unsavably in the bottom corner.
My worry from this, right, is not that the Liverpool was shit. That is what it is. You can have a bad game and Aston Villa can have a great game and you can get beat. My worry here is that the media turn against Liverpool when there's no need. And let me expand on that slightly, because I'm not really asked whether the media go one way or another. What I am asked about is the media almost informing people's views about Liverpool. Mm-hmm. What we should be doing as a fan base is actually looking at the bank of work that Liverpool have put together and not throwing the baby out with the fucking bathwater after one diabolical result.
Yeah.
Liverpool are too good a side for anyone to think that this is a regular occurrence. Look, and I bet you they're already fucking at it, Paul.
No, they might well be. I saw someone in the comments before saying, is this signs of a bigger thing? We can't know, because we we've just gone, in the space of 7 days, from arguably the best performance we've put in years against Arsenal on Monday to the worst defeat Liverpool have had since 1963. Mm-hmm. Like, it can't. So the truth probably still lies more towards the Monday performance than it does towards this. It's just, again, it's an inexcusable performance and result, but we're seeing this. We saw this with the Man United game, and they're 10 men, and there's caveats to all this stuff. I think when your head goes in football matches now, I think it goes a lot more and a lot quicker and a lot more sustainably. Maybe all the things around it, like the levels of fitness of all the players and all that kind of stuff. I think it's harder to dig yourself out of a hole for whatever reason. Liverpool, and I think this is why Liverpool play the style of football they do, because their aim is to put the opposition in a hole. Whereas I think what you've seen with Leeds and what you've seen with Villa is teams flying at us in the first 5-10 minutes of games, trying to unsettle us and trying to get it before we get into our rhythm. And if you can manage to score in that time, then it can cause problems. But it shouldn't have caused catastrophic problems. But what happened was Liverpool then were a bit sloppy for whatever reason. And the second goal is an absolute sickener. But then again, every time we threaten to get back into the game, we go 2-1. Okay, fine, game on. It's not game on. Villa then go and score again. There is no rational, logical reason why Liverpool should lose that game 7-2. So you have to kind of... It sounds mad, because again, every man bar the three that we've discussed already were dog shit. It was some of their worst performances ever in a Liverpool shirt. So they need to be, you know, lambasted, and I'm sure they absolutely will be. But again,
the other thing that didn't go in Liverpool's favour today was, and I bet you everyone, I was calling for it at half time, go to the 4-2-3-1, do something, roll the dice. We were terrible in that 4-2-3-1.
Who knew?
We were terrible at the start of the second half. And he's rolled the dice there, Klopp, and it's not worked at all. And he's gone back to 4-3-3. And when you're getting tonked and you're taking Bobby Firmino off and you're putting James Milner on, mm-hmm. then the manager is basically saying, lads, this is over.
Yeah, it's true.
And that doesn't help the players either, though, Paul.
No, exactly. And look, the game was over. We were like 4 foot behind by that point. You know what I mean? If you know, it was over. It was done. There was no amount of football magic is stopping that game from being the way it is. It's just all you're doing now is running your players into the ground for what? Pride? For what? And maybe they deserve that. There's a combination of lads who stayed on the pitch who probably deserved the fucking pain of running a bit more. And there's lads who deserved the embarrassment of being hooked. Joe Gomez being a good example. Bobby Firmino was a bit crap. Good assist for Salah, but other than that, his touch was poor. Who knew the midfield being overrun, then taking a fucking midfielder off was not going to solve the problem of the midfield being overrun.
It was a risk that Klopp was willing to take, because mm-hmm. he thought he could get back into the game. I understand why he's done it, and every Liverpool fan wanted pretty much him to do something like that. You roll the dice, it doesn't work. Fantasy P. Gator, the most embarrassing result in Premier League
Fantasy
history.
Fantasy P. Gator.
Oh, well done. Should have been 10, that's what I said.
Yeah, should have been 10, it was. I don't think it's the most embarrassing result in Premier League history, but it's probably in that. I mean, I don't even know why I said that. I'm probably splitting hairs. It's certainly Liverpool's most embarrassing one.
Jacob Weddle, the knives will be out, but we need to rise above. That's kind of what I was saying. As a fan base, we need to rise above it and not be knocked off of our thing.
On
Matt
this,
D's in it. Scenes if we win the league after this. Yeah. Matt, tell me it's going to be okay, mate.
Yeah.
Tell me it's going to be okay, buddy.
Yeah, we live in a mad world. I've seen Matt playing Pez. And
what?
Matt's been playing Pez. And
fuck off. Has he finally realised it's a better game?
Yeah, I'm sure he couldn't possibly comment on that.
Connor Duggan, 4 jammy deflected goals. Villa deserved a win. We were missing 3 players. We come back next few weeks, it'll be forgotten about. That's the type of positivity I needed to see today.
Here's the thing about the... I mean, look, again, people are going to talk about what they're going to talk, and everyone, you're right, people are going to be like pigs and shit over this, because there's loads of people who don't like Liverpool, and they've got every reason to not like Liverpool. They're fans of rival teams, or they just don't like us, or they don't like Scousers, or whatever reason. So they're going to fucking love this, and it's the worst time you can possibly lose a football match is before an international break, doubly so in the manner that we've done it. I've said this, and so I'm going to give you a little bit of comfort by explaining explaining to you how the world's going to go down for the next couple of days and how it always is in modern football. There are too many good teams for too few spots in the Champions League and the Premier League. So there's always between one and three crisis clubs at any week, because that's how we talk about football. When a team does shit, it's great because it gives you, everyone becomes an expert and everyone wants to talk about it because it gives you something additional to your football club to talk about. So we are going to have an absolutely horrendous fortnight now, where we're just going to have to get on with the fact, and our own fans are going to turn. There's going to be fans, you know, there's going to be purported Liverpool fans who are going to be calling for all kinds of completely knee-jerk, catastrophic, massive things are going to happen. And we're all going to have to just kind of, again, I keep saying this, just take it on the chin, because that's what Liverpool have left us with. They've left us with either your choice is you can fucking cry about it and you can get dead wound up and you can fucking sling shit everywhere in the hope that it'll somehow do something or make you feel better or make someone else feel worse or whatever, or you can just fucking square your shoulders up, roll them back, stand tall, puff your chest out and fucking take it, like, you know what I mean? Because there's no other choice, you know. This is the world we have to inhabit for a fortnight, and it's fucking dreadful. And the worst thing is Everton are amazing at the moment, and we've got them after the break. It'd be great if they were shite, but of course it means it'll be doubly great should we beat them. But we park that. We're gonna have to park that. That's for 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Right now we've got to. I said it before. You know, we have shit our pants, and as punishment, we've got to sit in it for a fortnight, and that is horrendous. But that is.
Could be worse. You could be in a bus stop on your way to the pub.
Yeah.
Carrie Bonner, absolutely gutted about the result. We will come back stronger. Amazing channel. Best in the world. And will you do another Championship Manager?
One day.
It is a lot of work, and it was probably the most fun thing we've done.
We do have a Twitch channel now, though. Yeah, Chris will be doing some Football Manager on that. I think the aim is to start next week, if we've got time.
If not, the week after.
Twitch.tv/TheRedmenTV. We've even got a credible offer for you to get a discount on the new Footy Manager as well, which if you follow our Twitter at TheRedmenTV, you'll get. I want to give a big shout out actually to Christopher Fiddler at the very start of the stream. He upgraded his membership to Club Captain, which means he gets tomorrow's Final Word show, which
promises to be a good one.
God, yeah. I mean, they're weirdly, perversely, the kind of...
They always make you feel better.
And there's some fucking proper stuff to talk about. No, we were dead good. We battered them. Scored some good goals, aren't we, boss?
The best part about those Final Words, thinking back to when we were crap, mate, to be honest, is, and especially, it's especially important because of the international break, I will let it go tomorrow after I've done the Final Word. That's it. I've got everything off my chest. You'll have got everything off your chest. We'll have compartmentalised it. We'll have learned what we needed to learn. We'll be able to move on. And that's the best thing about those Final Word shows. It is a cathartic experience. David Robertson, it's one game out of 38. Klopp got us our Premier Cup. You're absolutely right. Klopp has confirmed Ali is not playing against Everton, says Chippy. I don't know whether that's true or not, but thought I'd just say it.
He's not going to be, by the sounds of it. He might be out for a little while. We'll see what Liverpool do. There's nothing we can do, unfortunately.
No.
We can have a hashtag. Should we get a hashtag about Adrian or something? Nah, let's just watch the Final Word show tomorrow. Let's watch some other bits and pieces that we're doing. Let's remember that we were brilliant not very long ago as reigning Premier League champions, and let's probably, you know, watch some Netflix or something.
Can you just pull
weeks.
Up James Pearce on Twitter for me while I read one from Scott Hawks? I hope John is on tomorrow. He has the perspective like us greybeards have. We've watched Liverpool be shit for years. Yeah. He remembers when we were really, really good as well, which is lovely. Is John on tomorrow? Because he is my favourite to talk to after a loss. Are you up on James Pearce's tweet?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll try and go over to that then.
Alisson has no chance of playing versus Everton. 4 weeks as possible, 6 weeks more likely. Brilliant. And trending in the United Kingdom, Adrian. Of course he is.
It's Carrie-ish.
Should be. You fucking should be. Apparently not. Right. Come on, Chris.
Jesus,
let's go.
Wept. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Can I just say, it's been a horrendous day, as far as the football goes, but the support that you guys have shown us, I mean, the amount of people that have signed up for memberships and super chats and all that type of stuff, it makes us feel like we fucking make a difference, which makes us feel really good. So thank you very much for everybody who supports us, even if that's just watching, liking, commenting, whatever. But, you know, the support that you've shown us today shows that you get it. We all get it. We know what it is to be part of this Liverpool family. So I'm really pleased that you've chosen to do that with us, as is Paul. all. Thank you so much. There will be the better days ahead. And from here, the only way is up.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.